USARadio.com. I'm Russ Jones.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I am thrilled to be with you today. I am broadcasting from Boston. I'm traveling here for work, and I always think it's fun to do the show from a new city. You just never know what you're going to get. And I went to college in Boston, and so it's really just exciting to be here in such a wave of nostalgia and memories. And it's amazing how when you've been out of college for even 5 years, it seems like just yesterday, and then you're out 10 years, 15 years, and now I've been out of college for over 20 years, and it still feels like yesterday. And I see the college kids, and I think, oh my gosh, we're the same age, and then I realize that they look at me like, you know, I'm in my 40s, and it's always surprising. Right now, I have our first caller on the line. Marissa, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, great. And how can I help you today?
I'm about to start a new business. Just bought a home. So balancing home and work.
Okay. So you just bought a home. Do you have a family?
No. I'm very single, no children. I was disabled for a really long time, and I'm getting back into the workforce.
Oh, that's awesome. So what kind of job are you taking on?
Not really too sure how it's evolving, but my house, we've named it Harmony House, and it's going to be, I'm working at maybe becoming a nonprofit and creating a really groovy space for artists and musicians to heal people through creation. So having various different people coming through the grounds of my home, learning music, art, or just simply coming to learn meditation and breathing and, you know, just kind of like a little healing through the art.
And you're doing this all from your home?
Yeah, that's the goal.
You have a unique work-life balance challenge, I would say, because one of the things, if you've been listening to our show, you know, I counsel a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of stay-at-home workers, you know, people who work from a home office, and there's unique challenges to doing that because you forget that you're the one who has to set boundaries and you're the one who is going to need to make sure that you're not on all the time or off all the time. And so in your situation, especially because you have people coming through your home, you're going to need to be very specific about what those boundaries are, what hours you're working and what hours you're not working, or I think it's going to be easy to see your entire life eaten up by work.
Yeah, I know. I've done this similar in the past because I was a hairdresser and I worked from home, so I understand those things. But yeah, no, that's something that comes up every day. I think it, even just in regular life, is the boundaries. And so I'm working right now on trying to figure out the hours I'm going to let things be available. We've created structures outside, and because I'm doing a remodel right now. So we're creating structures outside of the house where all this will occur, so nobody's in my house.
Oh, that's
You know,
great.
because,
Okay, I love hearing that because
yeah.
it's some daunting to have people in your personal space.
Well, you know, because if it, you know, I've learned in the past when I run a business in my house isn't really ever home. It's always work. And so
Right.
that's what I'm doing differently by creating something outside instead of inside. So we're building a monolithic dome.
That's incredible. Now, where are you based? You're based
In Nashville.
in Nashville. And so, how are you marketing this business?
I haven't really started that part of it because first I was going to try to figure out the whole nonprofit area because it's more of a, I think in the big picture, because I'm just starting to write out a business plan, trying to figure it all out because there's a couple other businesses that want to partner up with me and I'm not too sure how to get everything because it's kind of overwhelming when you've got your idea and then you have some other people that have businesses that will work with your idea, but how do you merge them with everybody being whatever it is they need to be? You know what I mean? And
Absolutely.
so that's
And I
kind
think,
of what
you know,
I'm
it's not,
struggling with.
so it sounds like you've tackled that physical, you know, delineation between work and home because you're building something outside of your actual home on the property so that's where, you know, your clients and public can use your services. I think the second part of you figuring out this work-life balance is also figuring out how you are spending your personal time. So, are you going to have
Well,
a
for
few nights
me,
out per week?
oh yeah. I mean, personal time's easy. That's never been a problem with business because I've done this all my whole life. I'm about to be 51, so I've run several different businesses out of my home. But on this one, I think
Okay.
my biggest hiccup is like I guess the infrastructure because one of the things I'm looking at is musicians and artists. Like a lot of them don't get paid for what they do, and so I'm trying. And part of this idea is to create revenue for them, but at the same time, since they're going to be using my electricity and things like that to hold these classes, is just trying to figure out a healthy, like number of like what percentage do I take from what they're doing, and that's where I get a little stuck because I love the people that will be, you know, teaching. And the mom in me wants them all to have everything when I know I have to have a percentage in order for me to be successful as well. And then I've had some other people that have businesses that want to also be part of this. And I guess it's just trying to figure out the structure, you know, some sort of plan. Because right now it's just a lot of words. You know what I
Yeah, and
mean?
I think absolutely, I think one of the hardest things also is to realize that you are actually, you know, a business. And sometimes it helps to be able to say to people, you know, this isn't a nonprofit, this is not a charity, this is something I love and I'm passionate about, but I'm also doing it to earn a living. And so I have to make sure that I'm always protecting that. And I think that's one way, that's sort of an easy way to distance your person, you know, sort of to make it less personal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, part of it is the reason why I wanted to go nonprofit is I was thinking we could get, you know, different sponsors to provide a lot of the funding and some of the tools. Like, let's say Guitar Center donates so many, you know, instruments, and then they get advertising at these big shows that we're going to be planning, music shows. And, you know, I guess it's just, this is a much bigger project for me because in the past it was just me working with my people, as in like I was a hairdresser, so I had my clients. It was really easy.
Yeah, and I mean,
But
I just see, I mean, nonprofits, you know, filing as a 501c3 and doing all that and following the structure of it is its own bear. And so, what you might consider doing is having, you know, some sort of advisor who really understands the nonprofit world to walk you through that. And then I would also consider You know, one of the things that you could do right now really easily, and I think not enough entrepreneurs take advantage of it, is creating a board of advisors. You'll be surprised at how many people will say yes to being on your board of advisors because it's a low commitment. It's just for you to go to them with questions when you have them and, you know, to be listed on your website or whatever that is. But it's really useful. So you might consider meeting with a couple of local Nashville business people that you really admire, and then also meeting with a couple of nonprofits and just deciding what structure is best for you. And some of the for-profit business people might have ideas for you also on how best to structure
it. Yeah, because that was kind of the zone, because I was like, do I do the nonprofit or do I do the for-profit?
And, yeah, and that's something that you want. I really think you want professional advice on. Because those decisions end up.
That's probably the biggest hurdle right now in getting it started. Right now we're building everything, the physical structures. So I've got a little time, and that's kind of
yeah.
Where
so I would focus your next 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah, I would focus, Marissa, your next 3 to 4 weeks simply on meeting with business owners or business professionals, leaders, or corporate business people, and entrepreneurs, as well as nonprofit executives, and figuring out exactly the best way to structure this. And you'd be surprised how generous people are with their time if you email them and say, I just want 20 minutes to take you for a cup of coffee or have a phone call and discuss my dilemma with you. All right, thank you so much for calling, and please do check in and let me know how it's going. And we will be right back with the Samantha Edis Show after these messages. I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars. We'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day, like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Today. And so much of what we talk about when we talk about work-life integration is about setting boundaries. And one of the hardest things in corporate America is to be able to say to your colleagues and your boss and your, you know, people who work for you is, I leave the office at XYZ time every day barring an emergency. But that alone can be a life changer, because if people know that you're working hard while you're there, they have so much respect for you, and that allows you to set those boundaries. It's something I talk about in my upcoming book, The Pie Life, which is coming out in late September, but it's something I also just so strongly about in terms of entrepreneurs and corporate America. So with entrepreneurs, it's sometimes even more important to say, I work up by unexpected things, or people asking for favors, or people stopping by, or you not being protective of your own schedule. Right now, I have our next caller on the line. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Jason, how can I help you today? Jason is, just for those listeners, Jason has called before. He's a frequent guest, and he has been struggling with life with his wife. They have been married for how long now, Jason?
A little over a year and a half.
A little over a year and a half. They met on a reality show.
This is Jason from TLC's 90 Day Fiancé.
Jason, I was just going to share with everyone that your wife is way younger than you, and that has caused some issues in that Jason has already launched his life and his wife really hasn't had a full chance to. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Now, please do continue.
No, she's 15 years younger than I am, but, you know, that's just part of it. You know, you know, she's a different generation. You know, she's also a girl. You know, she's going to think differently. She and I talk about perspective. You know, for example, if we walk into the vitamin store and she's been spending all week looking at a certain vitamin she wants to buy online, we walk into the store, and if I don't buy it, then I must not love her. I must not want her health to be better. But my perspective is, we just can't afford it right now, or we, you know, let's wait till we get the buy one get one free coupon, you know, at the end of the week, so we can buy two bottles. So we're not on the same page. She's been here for 2 years, and I even asked her to be on the show with me, and, you know, she said no. So, I mean, at this point, I almost think that she's just doing things out of spite to do the exact opposite of what needs to be done around the old house here. You know, responsibility.
Jason, I have to ask why you think that you are in charge of the purchasing decisions and that these are not joint decisions. Because a lot of what you share with me is are things that sound as though you are the father and she is a child. And that's a very unhealthy dynamic in any relationship. So how can you get out of that cycle? How can you say, you know what, it's our money, we share money, and this isn't my decision, and if she wants to purchase vitamins with our money, then I have to respect that.
Well,
what if you let go?
Well, should I just give her the blank, you know, the credit card with the unlimited spending limits on it?
Isn't it money that you share?
There's no money in the kitty to begin with, you know? The vitamins are extra.
But you share money, correct?
Yeah, I guess in theory.
Does she have to ask every time she makes a purchase for permission?
No. We do things together. But when she's got seven or eight vitamins already on the counter, and she wants another one, I mean, my God, stop the insanity, Susan Powder, you know?
Okay, so essentially what you're saying is you feel like she doesn't respect your budget and she's not respecting what is going on financially in your relationship.
Well, that's part of it. She,
and what's
you know,
the
she
other
understands,
part?
Well, everything else. I mean, she's still in bed, for Christ's sake. 12:30.
What do you love about your wife?
That's a good question. She and I have had that discussion. If you can say we're growing apart already, I tell her all the time. I said, you and I, we're a year and a half in. We should be high-fiving, finish each other's sentences, just goofing off all the time, just playing grab butt, and just and having a great all time. But we're not.
Okay, so, but who gave you that idea that of a relationship? What relationship do you see in your life that you want to emulate marriage-wise?
Whose relationship? I can't name a single
soul. Yeah, I mean, did your parents have a relationship where they were high-fiving and grabbing each other's asses?
No. He was out busy making the money, building her a house and buying her furniture and getting her a new car. And
okay.
She was
so you had a very traditional you had a very traditional idea of marriage going into this because that's what you grew up with.
Yeah, there's got to be gender roles. I don't care if it's 2016 or not. In any relationship there are gender roles. I mean, I've read Gabrielle Reese's book, you know. She realizes that her husband needs to make certain fundamental decisions for the family. He is the leader of the family.
Well, Gabrielle Reese is very, very traditional and doesn't believe in women's equality, okay? So even though she's a really terrific athlete, she really doesn't believe in women's equality. So everything you tell me, Jason, it feels like you're infantilizing your wife.
Well, I just know that responsibilities and things need to be done around the house. And when I see that drive and when she gets up and she gets excited about her life and actually is a productive member of the house and wants to be and when I see her striving to improve things, that changes my philosophy. And right now, like I said, I mean, the girl's still in bed, for Pete's sake. I'm supposed to just bend over backwards and get up and get charged up and say, let's go out. Hey, let's go out and sell some more stuff and then I'll just buy you whatever you want. I mean, I need to have some cooperation, just general cooperation. I'm not asking her to be a servant. I'm not asking her to be the cook.
I feel that you're going to have a total reset. Will you stay on the line until after the commercial break?
Y'all stay on.
We'll be right back after commercial break with more of Jason and his relationship. Stay tuned. And it's a hard pill for you to swallow. Yeah, but if I
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
but the queen has been overthrown.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And I have loved connecting with so many of you all week long on Twitter at Samantha Edis and in our very vibrant Facebook community at facebook.com/Samantha Edis. Now, right now, I have Jason on the line. For those of you who've been listening to the show for a long time, you've probably heard me talk to Jason before. Jason met his wife on a reality show. They got married. They live with his father, and they are struggling to make their marriage work. And his wife is 15 years younger than Jason, and that's caused a whole host of issues in addition to Jason's traditional view of marriage, which his wife is not conforming to. Is that a fair way to describe it, Jason?
A little bit. Just for the record, she and I did know each other for 2 years before the reality show.
Right. Okay, so you've been together a total of almost 4 years, right?
I've known her for a little over four now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you there?
You wouldn't necessarily say what?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily. I have traditional views. I'm not making her into a cook or a maid or a prostitute, okay? I value her talents. I actually put her in situations where she can do anything she wants as long as she's, get this, willing to work for it, okay? But getting up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to file her nails and watch TV or doing whatever she does is not paying the piper, okay? She wants to go to college. Certain things need to be done today for that to happen, okay? Not to mention just the money issue. It's time, it's money, it's cooperation. We need to be all on the same page to reach that goal. So if she's not goal-oriented and she doesn't have laser focus, guess what? The system breaks down.
I understand. So you are very frustrated that she is not conforming to what you would like her to do.
I'm basically more excited about the opportunities she has in front of her than she's excited about her own opportunities. We have started to...
But have you asked her, Jason, have you asked her what does excite her? Have you asked her what excites her? What does excite her?
Just about every day. She says she wants peace and harmony and she wants to travel the world. And then I say, okay, how are we going to do that? And she basically doesn't have any idea. And what I've done in the last 2 years is I've made it an effort to take whatever pittance of money we do have and the connections I have around the country, and we have flown to New York, Phoenix, Vegas, Chicago, North Carolina, Atlanta, Dallas, San Antonio. I've done that on a very little to no budget. And guess what? There's a lot of people that have been in this country for 50 years that haven't traveled around the United States. She's been here a little over a year, and guess what? I've been able to take her around the entire country. Now, I don't want to thank you or a medal, but I want her to understand that I've had to bend over backwards, and we make grave sacrifices to make sure that she has a life. So when I see her not wanting to cooperate or understand what kind of work needs to be put in to do things kind of things, it does frustrate me. I guess my expectations are too high. Gosh forbid, I want her to get up with me at 9 o'clock to review what we need to do for the week. Honey, what are your goals for the week? What are my goals for the week? How are we going to accomplish each other's goals and work together? That doesn't happen. We don't have a check-in. We don't have a check-out every night at midnight to say, hey, what are we going to do tomorrow? We don't. I begged it. I carry around a notebook. You carry around a notebook. I mean, you got everything going on. You're probably working on another book. You got a notebook of what you need to do.
But I was this ambitious when I was 15 years old. This is just who I am. And so I think part of it is your realization that she is not made of the same fabric you are. Because what I have to tell you, as a woman who has been married two times, I have no interest in someone who lacks ambition or someone who is not as ambitious as I am. Okay, that's something that for me is a non-starter. So I couldn't end up with someone who didn't want to get out of bed in the morning or didn't get excited about opportunities. That's just not something I could manage. Unfortunately, you know, we've always been going at this from the perspective of your poor victim wife, who I feel badly for her because she's clearly incredibly unhappy and she's not getting what she wants out of the relationship. But right now I'm also focused on you, and I feel badly for you because you're also not getting what you want out of the relationship.
I just want good manners. I want to please and thank you. I mean, I want a level of acknowledgement.
But there's
that
two things you want.
But
Jason, you complain about two separate, completely separate things. You've called me before and today to complain about her lack of motivation, okay? Someone who says they just want to travel the world with no plans for how to finance that is not someone who is motivated, okay? Now, the second thing you complain about is that she's not grateful enough for all of the things that you are doing for her, okay? From her perspective, because I don't think you spend a lot of time thinking about her perspective, from her perspective, she got married, she was excited, and now she's living with her father-in-law. There's no extra money for fun. She has a husband who's constantly disappointed in her. She's not happy either. So how are you going to bridge that? How are you going to bridge that?
I don't know, but I'm to the point where my patience level is on E, and the button, you know, the beeping of the car is going beep, beep, E, E, because like I said,
What happens when you get angry and your gas tank is empty?
I'm going to just cut her loose. Like I said, the big D word, okay? I'm not going to be married to some person who just wants to sleep into a one who thinks that I can just provide for her on a silver platter.
Okay. I personally think, after hearing you for so long, that you could go into intensive therapy and try to work this out, but that's probably your only shot at working it out.
Yeah, unless she has an epiphany. And actually wakes up and gets laser focused about getting excited about her life. Like I said, I provided options for her for her to attend college, and she thinks that no matter what happens, that I'll provide that for her, no matter what she does or doesn't do during the time where I'm trying to do that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm not going to be demasculated. She's not going to order me around like some. Like you know, some Hitler youth here, just this way it is. There needs to be goal setting. There needs to be organization and laser focus to accomplish goals. Either for herself, she needs to do that for herself, and I will help her. Okay, I have personal goals. I have goals for the family. I have goals as a roommate. I have goals as a husband.
Okay. It doesn't sound to me like either of you are remotely happy or content in this relationship. But I do ask you, Jason, what kind of person would make you happy?
Somebody who gets out of bed in the morning and gets excited about her life, not to quote Dr. Phil, but she has a very, very good opportunity. She's in America, you know? She has an opportunity. I provided an opportunity where we run a business. We get to sleep in, Samantha. We get to sleep in till noon and still make money. We make money while we're sleeping because I've provided for that. So it gives her an opportunity to sleep and do nothing. And you know what? What I want in return, I want her to wake up smiling.
Okay.
Now she wakes up and we have to realize
that that is never happening in this relationship. That is not going to suddenly happen. You're not going to wake up tomorrow with someone who is happy and grateful and wants to do that. So it sounds like both of you need to make a choice. Otherwise, you're just wallowing and bathing in this unhappiness.
She needs to change her perspective. Either the glass is half full and she has opportunity, or it's half empty. Things are just so bad and miserable.
Okay, we are out of time, Jason. Thank you for calling, and I do recommend you start making some tough decisions, both of you. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, business and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edit, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And do you know what the number one problem that people in America have is? So what is the number one problem that people in America have? It is that they feel stuck. They're stuck in a relationship. They're stuck in a job. They're stuck in the way they parent their kids, and they know it's not working, but they don't fix it. They're stuck in friendships with toxic people. They are just stuck. Their life is boring. They don't know why. They're stuck. What is the first thing you can do to unstick yourself? It is to make a change. It can be the tiniest little change, and it will make a world of difference. If your life feels boring and like nothing's ever changing, then I would like you to start going a different way to work tomorrow. Take a different route to work and your life will change. Accept an invitation you normally would say no to. Go to a lecture. Take a class at the local college. If you're a parent, read a parenting book. Do things that will make a change. If you're dating and feel like you're not meeting the right person, find new ways. Put yourself online. Go to a new website. There are so many things you can do today that are so easy to change, and it will make giant differences in your life. I promise. I've seen it time and time again. Right now, we have our final caller of the hour on the line. Consuela, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Where are you calling
from?
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
And how can I help you?
I have a problem with trying to decide. My boyfriend doesn't have any children, and I'm 35. I have two children, and I do not want to have any more children. I'm 35. I do not want any more children. And I think it is a problem because my children are 6 and 8, and he don't really know how to deal with children. And I think that he may cause a problem. I don't know. I think there also may be like a jealousy that he has for my children's father. He will always be their father. And I don't know if I should just terminate this relationship after almost a year and just try to find someone that has children that is more understanding that my children's father will always be in his life, in their lives, and I don't know. I just don't know what to do.
Well, tell me how this man treats your children.
He's very, he doesn't really deal with them. He doesn't, he speaks to them. He's not, I personally do not think that he would probably be, maybe, I don't know. I don't think that he represents everything that a father should be, because I look at the way their father is with them, and he just doesn't seem to. I think it's because he doesn't have children and he doesn't know how to deal with children. I think that is what the problem is.
Okay. So here's the thing. When you have kids and you're single and you are dating, you're not just dating for you. You're dating on behalf of your young children. And so you're looking for a partner who's not just going to be a good partner to you, but who's going to be a great addition to the family. And what you're telling me is that this man is absolutely not a worthy addition to your family unit. And your children have one chance at a childhood. And it's your job to surround them with healthy, nurturing figures in their life. And if this man is already showing that he's jealous and not warm and not engaging with your kids, you must dump him immediately.
Hi, DML. I've thought about this. I've thought about this over and over again. And I think that maybe because he hasn't been around them a lot, an awful lot, because I just, for months and months and months, I did not bring him around my children because I did not know if we were going to be together. But so now I think it's just a learning process. I'm not sure, but I think I will have to dump him, Samantha. This is what I'm thinking. I think that he may have to go. That's what I'm thinking.
How do your kids feel about this man? How do your kids feel about this man?
They said to me, Mommy, he's okay, but he doesn't really talk that much, Mommy.
Okay, that is so sad to hear. That is so sad. Consuela, you are the only thing those kids have in the world is you and your ex-husband. And it's your job to protect them and nurture them. So why would you ever consider bringing someone into their life that wouldn't love them the way they deserve to be loved?
I would not consider doing that. I do not think that it... he's only been around them just for a little while, so they don't know each other yet. They don't. I mean, he's never, ever mean to them because I would be in jail. But he hasn't warmed up to them yet the way that I think that he should. But I think maybe in time he probably would, because he does not dislike kids. And my kids do not dislike him. I just don't know if I want to work it out, or if I want. I don't think that. Maybe I should. I should work it out. I think that maybe I should just end this now. That's what I'm thinking.
I think that if someone's not engaging with your children, they're not making an effort with them, and your kids notice, Mommy, he doesn't talk. It's really hard for me to imagine that this is going to be a healthy father figure in their lives.
Okay.
And so I think what you need to do is you need to make a decision. Can this man be a healthy father figure in their life, a loving addition to our family? If the answer is no, you know what you have to do. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with you next week with more of the Samantha Edis Show. You can reach me all week long at SamanthaEdis.com. Thanks, everybody. Be great to yourselves and great to your kids.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.